the koi beis hakvaros. He was in the cemetery. Shaloi v'dekachovin in the goyisha cemetery. That's where Rabbi Avuah was, and there he met Eliyahu. Omalei, so Rabbi Avuah, the first thing you did, you hear a maisa, he met Eliyahu Anavi. What's the first thing you do? Mamish in a spoil, give him shalom aleichem. How you doing? When's Mashiach coming? First thing we talk to Eliyahu Anavi about. No. First thing he asked him is a shalom alacha, what are we talking about? The first thing he saw Eliyahu Anavi, he asked him right away. Mal she is sadu valchayv. What's the lacha by a valchayv? And the valchayv now comes to sell the mask and after 30 days, does he have to leave over any money for the labor or not? Omalei. So Eliyahu Anavi answered back, Goma micha micha merchin. Yes, we learn out from the Pasha Berchin. Kabi erchin ksiv yimochu miyekicho. Kabi balchayv ksiv zichayomach hachicho. So at least Eliyahu Anavi held that by a balchayv also the Pasha of Masadrin, that you have the right to sell everything like a Shimon Gamliel says in the Mishnah, but rather you have to make sure to leave over the leiva things that you need to live on. Then he asked him a second question. Minayin li'orum. So this is the question again, that Rabbah Bar Avuah met Eliyahu in the Beis HaKvaros. And this is the question what he asked him. Minayin li orum shelo yitrim. How do you know a person that's undressed, how do you know an orum could take off truma? The Pasuk says, v'lo yiro b'cho ervas dover. In other words, you shouldn't see an ervas dover. Pasuk means to say, dibur is also when yorim, but not to take off truma. No, forget. Here it says, minayin l'arm shalo yitrum. Forget. If you're undressed, if you're naked, you should not take off truma. You see, the Pasuk says, lo yiro b'cho ervas dover. Like you're not supposed to see yourself when you're undressed, which means you can't say a dvar kedusha in front of an erva. So therefore, when you take off truma, you have to make a bracha. And you're not allowed to make a bracha when you're not dressed. So therefore, you should not take off truma when you are. Rashi says, Ervas dover, v'shor shato medaber boy. When you're talking to Hashem, like saying a bracha, it should be, v'lo yiroi v'cho ervas dover. Shema mina inodim mevorek ishuorim. Here we learn out, you're not allowed to make a bracha when you're undressed. V'toyrim boy bracha. Now when you take off truma, you have to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah to take off truma. You have to make a bracha v'shash to take off truma. Why did boy minay ninyan toyrim to osam tenanai? Why did he ask this kash to Eliyahu Anavi? Because we learned in the Mishnah in Trumais, ein magvi in trumarim. You don't take off truma when yorim. So he asked him, how do we know this from? In other words, the din says in the Mishnah. But now Rav Avuah asked Eliyahu Anavi, what's the pshat in this din? So he answered him back from this pasuk, lo yiroi b'cho ervas dover. Oh Malay. So Rabbi Abba said to Eliyahu Anavi, Lav Kayinu, aren't you Eliyahu Anavi, you're Kayin? So Rashi says, Lav Kayin Mar. The equal man the yom Eliyahu with Pinchas. Some shittas are that Eliyahu Anavi was Pinchas. The Ftiv Bekana Kinosi, the Gamba Pinchas Bekanias Kinosi, says by Eliyahu Anavi Bekana Kinosi, says by Pinchas. And we know Pinchas, after the Ma'is of Zimra, he became a Kayin, he asked Kedushas Kayin. So a Kayin is not allowed to go into the Beis HaKvaros. So yes, Eliyahu Anavi, what are you doing in the Beis HaKvaros? Or Malay says, "Lakoyinu Mar." So my timer, koi Mar the Beis HaKvaros. What are you doing in the Beis HaKvaros? Or Malay, Eliyahu Anavi said back to him, "Loimasni Mar Tyrus. I see that you did not learn the Mishnayos of Masechta Tyrus." Tanya said over there, "Heshim ben Yechoyoymer Kivreyem." Even though it's a Gemara in Yevamis, not a Mishnayos. That Heshim ben Yechoyoymer. Kivreyem, shalov dekechovim ein metamim, that by a goyish cemetery there's no tumah. It's only when a Jew dies, by a Jew, there's tumah. But not by a goy. It's a loch of kivreyem, shalov dekechovim ein metamim. Shenem as a poskin yecheskel, ve'atem tsoini tsoin marisoi. Odem atem. And you are called an odem, a Jew. Atem kruyem odem. You Jews, you're called odem. And that's the pash of tumah by odem. Odem ki yomus b'yoyul, the poskin says. So by Nodim there's a parsha of Tumas Meis. V'ein oivdei kechavim kruim Odim. But a goy is not called an Odim. He's not called an Odim, therefore when he's Meis, he has no Tumah to him. So like Eliyahu Anavi had a parent to Rabbah. What are you doing? How come you didn't learn? Mistef the Tyrus, how come you didn't know this halacha? Like, what are you asking me? What am I doing in the basic chorus? I'm in the goyish basic chorus. Here it's Mutta. So Rab answered back to Eliyahu Anavi, "V'yarbo loymetzino." What do you want from me? Like, I don't even know well the four sedarim. Like, I don't know four sedarim. Rashi says, "V'yarbo loymetzino the gersa." The arba sedarim kagoyin moyed yeshuais noshim. He doesn't know moyed He doesn't know Yeshua. He doesn't know Nezikin. He doesn't know Noshim. Shehein Noigris Bizman Azeh. Kibizman Abayis. He doesn't even know these three Sedorim of Moyed, Noshim, and Nezikin. The Kotshim Nami. And Kotshim also really is something you should learn now, and he doesn't even know so good. Kedechiv. Uvachom Mokom Mukta Mugash Lishmi. For Yamrinon and Mimor Menachah says, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim. Hoiskin Behilchis Avoido Vachom Mokom. Zamichom, the learning Hilchos Kotshim, Amsech the Kotshim, is Mala Layam Akosav Kilo Makrib and Oysam Beis Amigdash. It's mamas considered like you're bringing a korban right now in the Beis Amigdash. So therefore, like really, we should learn say the Kotshim now. So these four Sedarim you should really learn now. You should learn Moyed, Nezikin, Noshim, and Kotshim. So he's saying, these four Sedarim I don't even know well. Peshisha Matina, you want me to know six like the other two, Tyrus and Zeroyim, I don't know. Rashi says like Vitzmiyah, Zeroyim ain't a Noyig B'chutzlor, Zechain Tyrus. And Chutzlor says not Noyig Zeroyim and Tyrus, therefore I didn't learn them. So Amalei, tell Yonav, ask him back. V'yamai, what are you so busy about? Like, why didn't you learn it? Why didn't you learn the six Sedarim? Oh, Malay the Chikuli Milsa, Debray, the Chikuli Milsa means I'm very poor. I can't afford to learn too much. I'm very busy. I'm Dochek for Panosa. So what Eliyahu Navi do to him? Dabrei, Rok spoke to him. The Eile Legan Eden. He took him in. Eliyahu Navi took Rabbo Baravua up into Gan Eden. He took him into Gan Eden, and he told him like this. Oh, Malay, Poshe Glimcha, take off your clothing, put it down. Sofi Shoko Mahani Torfei. Go collect all these leaves there. Rashi says, Olin, stand the expensive leaves. Pick up all the good leaves here in Gan Eden. So that's what he did. So far, he gathered them together, Shokel. He had been Nofik, when he was about to leave Gan Eden, Shoma, he heard the Koma, that there was a voice coming out saying, Man ko'ocholi almei karaba baravua. Who is like such a person that's going to eat up his whole, like, Olam Abu in this world? Like, what was he doing? He was taking back his tire of Olam Abu of Gan Eden and going to bring it down back to this world. It's not Kedai, it's not worth it. So when he heard that, Nofati right away threw all the leaves back again, and Shadinu, he threw them all down, and he just went back with his clothing, that's all. And Afiluach, even so, Asyo Leglima, that his glima, the clothing he wore, received smell from Gan Eden. Rashi says, "Sok glima nischad reyach mitoych olin mitoych talis v'kol tatalis yas reyach." That his talis got a smell from Gan Eden. So therefore, sok glima reicha and zavne betray salfa dinrei. He was able to sell his clothing now for $12,000. And what did he do with the money now? Talginu, he divided it lechatno nosay for his son-in-law, half for him, half from son-in-law. So kids, from this, he's able now to learn to sit without worrying about panosa. That was the mice with Eliyahu. Right, Tana Rabban. The Yim Ish Onihu Loistishka Biavoitoi. If this Leiva that owes you money is a poor man, and you take away from Mashkin his pillow, you have to make sure to give it back to him at night. Ho Oshir, but let's say he's rich, then Shokiv. Then the Malva is allowed to use it. But the Mike Kama, like what are you saying here? So Rashi says, V'chi b'shvil shu Oshir etiru lishka batalisoi, v'reihu ribis. Etzlai. Rashi turns the question is, look who you're over in the ribis now. She yishtamish v'mashkuna echinam. Like, what happened here? You lend somebody money. He owes it to you. He can't pay you back. You take away your mashkin. Take away his clothing. Now, if you take away his pillow, so it's mashmoni. If the laborer is poor, you have to give him back his pillow. But if he's not poor, if he's rich, then you're allowed to keep this pillow. But having been rich, you're allowed to use the pillow and sleep with it. The question is, that's ribis. So Malv is taking extra enjoyment away from the Leiva, like without asking, that should be ribis. So Morin says, Omar Rav Sheshes, Hochikom, this is what I meant to say. The Yemish Onihu, Loitishkav, the Avuta Yeslacho. That if he's a poor man, Avadi now to sleep with it, and he can't leave it by you either, he has to return it. Ha'oshir, but if he's rich, Shochiv, the Avuta Yeslacho. It's about to go Hashemish. That if you're rich, and if he's rich, you're allowed to keep it, not that you could use it. Just leave it next to you. In other words, Pasuk is saying that you're not allowed to sleep with it at all. The Malva can't use it at all. Just if the laborer is poor, you have to return it to him. If he's not poor, then you don't have to return it. You're allowed to leave it by yourself and hold on to the mashkin, that's all. But Avadi, you're not allowed to use it, otherwise it'll be Nisar Ribis. Tana Rabbanin. If you lent your friend money, you can't take away a mashkin. And you don't have to return it to him either. And you're over all these lavim. So what's going on here? It says what? You can't take a mashkin, you don't have to return it. What's going on? My kamal, what are you saying over here? How can you say, true, if you can't take it, so then what do you mean you're not mechayev to give it back? Yeah, you have no right to take it. And what do you mean you're over all these shemus? What's going on here? It must be like this. This is what the Brisa means to say. That if you lent your friend, if you lent your friend money, you're not allowed to leave over, you're not allowed to take him out. Ain't Rishoy Lamashkunai. The year Mashkin, if they do take over Mashkin, Chayav Lachli, you have to return it to him. That's what I mean to say. Bataika, you yourself are not allowed to take a mashkin. And if you do, you have to return it. And if you don't, you're like, you're over all these five, these lavin. Rovam, Rovam says no. Hochi koma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Hamal v'res chaveroi, if you lent money to your friend, ein rishoy l'mashkunoi, you are not allowed to go into his house like a grab away a mashkin from him. V'yamashkunoi, if they did take away a mashkin, chayiv l'hachzaloi, you have to return it. B'med v'amamur, when was it said, Shemashkinoi, Shaloi b'shas ha'vosoi, means I took away the Shemashkin, Shaloi b'shas ha'vosoi, means b'bezdin, Rashi says. In other words, when I lent you the money, it was a regular loan. So later, when I came to collect the money, you're not paying me. If you're not paying me, I take you to Bezdin, and Bezdin takes away a Mashkin. So then you have this halacha. When Bezdin took away the Mashkin, so you have to return it to him at night. Av Mashkuni b'shas ha'vosoi. But if you took a mashkin, b'shas tavo, b'shas, you lent the money. You said right away, I'll only lend you the money. If you give me a pledge of mashkin in between, then the locker is in the chayv l'achzaloi. Then you don't have to return it. So yoyve v'chol Hashem es alolu, what does it mean to say that in the price you overrule these lavim? A resha. That's going on the resha. That when Bezdin takes the mashkin for you, then you have to return it to him at night. And if you don't return it to him, then you're over the lav. But if when you first lend him the money, you made a condition with him, I'll only lend you these $1,000 if you give me a mashkin, that's what you're allowed to do. And then that mashkin, you don't have to return to him, even though he's a poor man. Well, right now, I'm sure he's not poor. He has your money. But you're not mechuyev to give back that mashkin. You took it, you have a right to keep it. Tony, Rav Shizbi, Kaimi, the Rover. Shizbi in front of Rover. Adbo Hashem es yishivenu loi. Pasuk says when it comes in the morning, you have to return it. Zuk sus laila. That means a sus laila. So it doesn't make sense. Mashma adbo Hashem es yishivenu lo. By the morning, that's when you return it to him. That's talking about a sus laila. Then the pasuk says hoshiv toshiv leyatovit kavoy Hashemish. You should return to him the mashkin that's going zuk zek sus yain. Talking about a claim that are used by.